Track 18, Neil's Last Word. It sounds as if things are not all rosy in Santaland just now. Even he is subject to all those rules and regulations which are often the bane of all our lives. Here's Neil with Santa's Tale of Woe.
Santa Claus got stuck in the chimney.
Santa leaned heavily on the bar of the Crooked Antler and took a long draught of his Yule ale. Why can't it be like the old days, he sighed. All I had to do was load the presents, turf my little helpers out of their bunks, harness the reindeer and away. Life had been difficult for the poor old chap. He'd just had a CRB check to make sure he was cleared to work with the elves. Elf and Safety had ordered him to install lower steps so that the elves could easily reach their hut. In fact, the elves weren't supposed to be there. They turned up one Friday night, and by Monday they had built a hut, laid down tarmac, and connected water. And Defra had chosen the day before Christmas Eve to inspect the stables, to renew his reindeer licence. He'd had to carry out a risk assessment for going down chimneys. It took hours to fill in the form. Why do they want to know his mother's maiden name, for goodness sake? Then the council had fined him because one of the elves had put the remains of the wrapping paper in the wrong wheelie bin. And now he was being sued because he shouted at the perpetrator, calling him an helpless little elf. The elf reported him, saying he was grossly offended and traumatised at being called little. He claimed it was demeaning. He had hardly slept and was having nightmares. Santa couldn't quite work that one out. Santa drained his beer and sighed again. Just sorting the presents had been a chore this year. In the interest of diversity and inclusion, all the action men had been repainted pink and labelled action persons, and he'd been lobbied by the union not to use many toys from the Third World sweatshops. Oh well, he thought, it's only once a year, and thank goodness for that. Since the rise in the cost of stamps, the number of letters had dwindled, so he had been forced to go digital. He was grappling with emails, texts, WhatsApps, and something called Facebook, whatever that is. Just then, Rudolph appeared. "We've had a meeting," he announced pompously, as he ordered a pint and put it on Santa's tab. "We have a demand. My members want a guarantee there'll be regular stops for breaks. We're refusing to pull the sleigh for more than 4 hours at a time. We'll be keeping an eye on the tachograph." It was at this point that Santa almost gave up. Then he had an idea. Why didn't he order everything through Amazon? Having it all gift-wrapped and sent direct to homes? That would cut costs. No reindeer to feed, no stable to muck out. Those wretched elves could be all made redundant. Let them find out what life is like on Job Seeker's allowance. No more compensation claims for dislodged chimney pots. No more expensive drugs to treat Rudolph's red nose. He'd had to pay since NICE had ruled it wasn't cost-effective to prescribe them on the National Elf. This cheered Santa up enormously. He had a plan. As he headed back to the grotto, the postman arrived. The mail used to arrive before breakfast. These days it turned up mid-afternoon. He jabbed his thumb in a suspicious-looking brown envelope. Oh no, a fine! His sleigh was non-compliant. He'd been caught by ULEZ cameras over Westminster. Mind you, if he signed up to Amazon to deliver presents, he could get rid of the sleigh. If he did it through the London Mayor's scrappage scheme, he'd be able to get a nice little two-seater for him and Mrs. Claus. Just then, two official gentlemen came up the drive. "Mr. Claus," they asked. "Yes," replied Santa warily. "We've had a report that you're using a ladder to load your sleigh. We have no record of you being ladder-trained. How are you with heights?"
"Come back to my chimney. You can come back here. 'Cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney. Please come back this year."
Thank you, Neil. Your imagination knows no bounds.